Hey folks, in this interview, I'm talking with my buddy Mitch Goldstone, and it's all about scanning your photos.
This is TWIP.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Photo. I'm your host, Frederick Van Johnson. Joining me today is a guy that knows a thing or two about bringing things from the physical world into the digital world. He is the current personification of the Enterprise's transporter. We're going to talk about scanning and, you know, basically, I'm joking, but it is kind of true. Mitch Goldstone is here from Scan My Photos, and we're going to talk about some tips and tricks about how to scan your photos, the state of the industry. Like, that industry, you may not know it, but there's some crazy things that are happening in the world of scanning that we as photographers should know about. And I'm just going to generally catch up with Mitch. Mitch, welcome to This Week in Photo, or welcome back to This Week in Photo.
Frederick, great to be here, my friend. Thank you.
No, it's good to have you. It's good to have you, man. So let's discuss for the folks that may have, you and I have done an interview before. So this is our second interview. I wanted to do a catch up interview with you, just sort of talk about where things are in the world of scanning, what Scan My Photos has been up to. You guys are always working with celebrities and doing crazy stuff. What's happening? What has happened between the last time you and I spoke and today?
Well, last time I was talking all about the innovation of same day scanning, instant uploading, but Frederick, so much has happened. You know, we look now at the horrific tragedy at Paris with Notre Dame, all the artifacts, the history that was lost. And it's just such a reminder on a personal level that everyone has their own irreplaceable nostalgia that must be preserved, whether it's photos, slides, film as well.
Yeah, and that's it. You hit it right on the head. That's the thing that we take for granted, and which is why I think companies like yours are so important, because we look at it's kind of like your electricity in your house. You make the you assume it's always going to be there, but the minute it's not there, then it's an emergency. You realize how much you relied on it. You know, electricity, plumbing, your car, your spouse, whatever, right? You realize how much you relied on it when it's not there. Same for this. Like you mentioned Notre Dame, I had the opportunity to visit, and you and I were talking just before we started recording. I had the opportunity to visit with Valerie Jardin on one of her workshops several years ago. And now those photos, they were sitting on my hard drive. I'm like, yeah, one day I'll process those, you know, vacation photos. I did some cool shots there, I think. But, you know, it was just another stop in Paris. And now overnight, literally, those images have become invaluable and priceless to me and probably many, many other people. So can you talk to that a little bit, Mitch? I mean, I want to drive that nail home a little bit. You know, folks may think digital. Yeah, everything's digital these days, but there are mountains of, like I said, atom-based prints and negatives and slides out there that need to be brought into the digital world. What are some ways that you can get that word out to people so that they know that needs to be done?
Sure. I think it's so important. You know, you look back at last year with the horrific wildfires, hurricanes, billions of pictures were lost. The last thing anyone wants to do with the three P's, people, pets, and pictures, is to rush back into a house that's threatened. Wrong time to do it, to make sure everything's digitized. All these years later, we still get pictures from 9/11 that people discover in their homes, whether it's slides and all. But it's not just those. It's just the regular traditional photos that must be scanned. When Scan My Photo started, there weren't many sources for sharing it, but now with all the photo sharing apps, cloud storage devices, all of that, there's no reason not to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think about your recent guest that you had on This Week in Photo, Lee Herbert, a great cinematographer, and something he said really hit home with me, and I'm sure with everyone tuning in, and that's people connect with stories, the stories behind the photos. That's what the magic is. And if they're sitting in shoeboxes tucked away, there are no stories. You need to open, revisit, and narrate, share, and save those.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if they're locked in shoeboxes and you know, who knows? You know, like you said, calamity may strike and those are gone, or they just get forgotten, you know, over the generations. And there's this box that was in the garage that's full of memories that no one knew about that grandma had or great granddad had. And, you know, then you lose the connection of who's who in those images because the human, you know, the historian connection is broken. You know, why not bring those in? So let's switch gears and talk a little bit about state of the art, right? So when I speak to you, I'm always excited to sort of learn what changes in your business have been made. You know, on the one side, you know, what technological advances have been made in the world of scanning, and then also I also want to touch base on the sort of world of mobile phones and mobile phone photography and mirrorless cameras and all that. More and more of our memories are being created digitally. So how is that impacting your business going forward? So, you know, maybe start with the first one.
Sure. It's great. There's so many memories stored on smartphones and all, but there are trillions of analog photos. Scan My Photos has digitized 600 million, which may sound like a lot, but when you think of the trillions of pictures still out there, it's a big thing. But the greatest innovation, you know, we're always coming up with something new. I would like to take credit for this, but it's all because of Oprah and Oprah Magazine. In February, they profiled Scan My Photos. They gave us a raving review. And the, you know the term, the Oprah effect?
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
And that's what instantly happened with us. But one of the things that happened was we heard from so many of their readers that were explaining that they have 5,000, 10,000 pictures and were looking for an even more affordable way to scan it all. And we have it all on the in the news link with the article. But it caused us to think, how can we again reinvent, demystify, innovate the world of photo scanning? So we came up with 1 cent photo scanning. If you have 10,000 photos, it's $100. 4,000 photos, $40 to scan. And all types of add-ons where we can do same day scanning, instant uploading. But that was the key thing. And, you know, Frederick, I'd love to take credit for it, but it was all because of being in Oprah Magazine that sparked and ignited that idea of how to, again, reinvent. And PC Magazine just had a story. They were explaining other scanning services can take literally months, charge 40, 60 cents plus. And then in the article, it said, or scan my photos at a penny. So I'm not sure they're feeling too happy, but we are. But more importantly, helping so many consumers, professional photographers, digitize their pictures.
Yeah, and that, you know, the This Week in Photo, as you know, the This Week in Photo audience is mostly comprised of, you know, amateur, advanced amateur, professional photographers, lots of beginners as well. But the question that comes up, and which means that most of these people understand the concept of DPI and scanning and all that stuff. So under that umbrella, what does it look like? What is, when I send images into you, whether they be negative or transparencies or reflective media like prints, what am I getting back? Am I getting back a 72 DPI scan and it costs more to get a higher resolution? You know, because a lot of people, devil's advocate here, Mitch, people will say, you know what? Why am I going to send all my precious memories to Mitch when I could just get on Amazon Prime, order a scanner and scan my own stuff? And I can scan it at ultra high resolution. You know, what do you say to those folks?
Yeah, that perfect lead in. You know, you could buy a $600 scanner or have 60,000 pictures scanned. So when you buy one of those do-it-yourself scanners, and I love competition with trillions of pictures. There's so many places to go. My passion, my interest for 29 years now is protecting, preserving pictures. So that's one route. For slide scanning, it's scanned at 2,000 or 4,000 DPI.
Oh, wow.
For photo scanning, though, very interesting, and that's why we came up with this, is most people are having their pictures digitized to present on social media. to share on Facebook, Insta, all of that, Snap, Twitter, uploading to Google Photos. And if you don't need a super high resolution scan, which we do too, the scanning for a penny is at 150 DPI, which is just ideal. I think Google Photos with their photo scanning app is like at 72 or 150 as well. So that's kind of the sweet spot. But of course, there is 300 DPI scanning. It's just 7 cents more. 600 DPI scanning is just 15 cents more per scan. So all of those are there. And of course, with same day scanning options too. So, but for most people, most of your listeners, to just digitally archive those images so you can share on your smartphone and on all of the social media platforms, 150 DPI is perfect, but it does go up to 600.
Love it. Yeah, and that's the big question, right? Because I don't, you know, people, myself included, you know, when I go through all the effort of assembling all these photos and then the stress of letting them leave your safekeeping and go to people that you may or may not know, and you know, take the risk of basically not getting them back only to get a low resolution scan at the end. So a lot of people will be like, you know what, I'm just gonna leave them under the bed for now because at least I know where they are. So you're saying no. So take us through the process, Mitch. So the once I make the decision, you know, the correct decision to send them in to you and let you get them digitized for me, what happens from the moment I say, you know what, I'm going to send my photos to Mitch? What's next after that?
Sure. I'd love to say send it to Mitch, but we have a really big operation. I'm only one of the co-founders. It's all my employees that do the magic. So,
oh, yeah. It's a huge company. You're right. Yeah, let's put a circle around that. They're not sending them to you specifically. They're sending them to this giant organization that is, you know, with people that are lab coats and white gloves, right?
That's then. And indeed, that, well, not the lab coats, but the white gloves and all that. Okay. It's super easy. Before anyone does anything, it's all about trust. What I ask everyone to do on the homepage, go to In the News. We have so many reviews from David Pogue on down, just a big one in CNET, crazy good review, all over the place. So that's really important to find out about the person, not, you know, those like Yelp reviews where you get friends and relatives. It's really important to read what real people, professionals in the industry are saying about the company. But the process, we made it so easy. And that is just go to scanmyphotos.com. For the one penny scanning, you'll see it right on the homepage. You click on it, all the information is there. Really easy ordering. And I do suggest that people take advantage of the add-ons, which is really helpful, especially so if you click on the home to 1 cent photo scanning and the start shopping.
Oh, I'm looking now. I'm trying to see. Oh, down here? Okay, start shopping.
Right up in the building. Yeah, so just click on the building, the Scan My Photos headquarters.
Oh, okay. Did I click on the wrong thing?
Okay. Yeah, that's okay, though. Yeah, they'll get to it, but it's really, really easy. And then you place the order. There's a $40 minimum, which does apply to your order. So no matter what you have, and the average order right now is about 4,800 photos, about 10% or 9,000 or more. So with that $40, it applies to cover your cost less the shipping back to us. And it works out so easy. As soon as you mail your pictures to us, if you select same day scanning, then it's digitized. You actually get your images uploaded the same day it's received. And then wow, it goes back to you. We have all types of tracking also. The images are also stored on site just as a backup for 30 days for that. But, you know, as we discussed, Frederick, in the past, it's also about what do you do next? You got to do things and enjoy the pictures, especially preserve them. Am I okay to say some names of?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, all of them from Dropbox to Box. Aaron, I actually went to the USC Entrepreneur Program with. I think the world of him. And what he has going on with Box is great. Of course, Google Photos, which is the biggest. May 28th celebrates their fourth anniversary. And that's where that's the place where most of the images that we digitize are saved at. And then there's carbonite. And of course, there are some really cool products for storing them. Western Digital has a new one. It's kind of a quirky name. I don't know if you've been following EB. It's IBI. It's basically to replace, Google won't like this, but Western Digital will, replace Google Photos and all the other cloud-based storage because of privacy issues. We know what's happening with Facebook, all of those things. So WD invented this device where all your images are saved from everywhere. As soon as you walk into your house, any images you have on your smartphone are uploaded to EB, saved. You can view it on TV, but it's not uploaded to the cloud, which is kind of an interesting way about that for protecting privacy.
Yeah, that is really interesting. IBI is the name of it?
IBI, and it's pronounced EB. I've been speaking with Western Digital, and they were upset when I called it IBI, and they said EB.
Love it. So looking at this whole ecosystem, and I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So you said that there's integration with Google Photos. So if I send you guys a box of images, they will then show up on Google Photos, or do they show up on your site and then I have to import them over to Google Photos?
Sure. I looked at that. Google Photos has an API program now. My passion concern is people's privacy. I don't want to get involved with anything. I want you to have full control. So what you get back is a DVD data disk, 8 GB thumb drive, or uploaded to actually through email with WeTransfer, all of your images, and then it's up to you. We would make recommendations, especially for Google Photos, but I really want to step back and let the consumer, photographers and families do what they want. I don't want to be in charge or have access to any of that. So, but it's really easy to upload to Google Photos and the others.
I love it. Well, Mitch, any parting thoughts that you want to share with the This Week in Photo audience about the world of scanning, the Scan My Photo service, or otherwise?
I do. I really wish people plan ahead. You know, coming up on hurricanes and wildfires, natural disasters, all of that. Now is the time to plan, not just for holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all of that. But please don't let your shoeboxes sit in a hot attic or a mildewy garage or basement. Now's the time. And Frederick, seriously, 10,000 pictures, $100.
Yeah. And we joke about that because people will say, I can go buy a scanner for that. But what you can't replace is the time and effort and expertise that goes into meticulously scanning 10,000 images, right?
So, yeah. There's no way. And I do hear from people who went out and purchased scanners. And again, I love competition. I love anything that helps people preserve their photos. But after putting four of them on a flatbed, waiting 2 minutes, all of that, 2-3 minutes downrange, you're going to press the Scan My Photos button.
Yeah, exactly. So these scanners sell your services, right? So.
They do. And we have really, if you've seen it, they're really high speed. Each scanner digitizes 1,000 pictures in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And we have banks of them. And it's a great business and a wonderful way to help people preserve their memories.
I love it. What a great service, man. Congratulations again on providing a much needed service to the photography. And it's not just to photographers, obviously. The This Week in Photo audience is comprised of, like I said, photographers, but this is for most humans on the planet that have created any sort of images over the years. So, and it's important to get them into the cloud, get them backed up, and get them out. Share, like you said, like those shoeboxes of images underneath the bed or in the garage or in the closet, in the back of the closet, the other people on your social networks probably want to see those, right? And why should you be hoarding them and keeping them in the dark? Get them digitized, get them into digital form and out and exposed to air, right?
That's right. And make sure to narrate too. Once you get them back, gather the whole family together at whatever family reunion, set up a recorder in the back, have grandparents, multi-generational family members together, laugh, cry, share the memories, explain who was in the photo. And, you know, something important, especially if you have 10,000 pictures scanned for $100, please don't take any out. Let us scan them all, because it's those goofy, silly ones that you edit out and then the other family members edit out, and then you have nothing left. It's those goofy, silly, fun pictures that have all the stories and magic behind it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Or that photo with the blurry person in the background that happens to be long-lost great-granddad that no one knew about, and even a blurry picture of him is priceless, right?
Yes.
Yeah, love it, love it. All right, if people want to sign up for the service, they want to shoot their images over to you, what are next steps? Where should they go, and how should they get the process initiated?
Sure. Just go to scanmyphotos.com. All the information is there. Really easy. But we do have live support, email, phone. I'm forgetting a few others, but people are always here. The one newest feature is with Twitter in the upper right. You'll see a message. You could click on message. And that's serviced by people throughout the country on our social media team. So you get an answer back pretty quickly. And that is kind of the magic about how instant it is. Plus, once you send all the photos, there's full tracking. You get loads of emails explaining exactly where in the process it is. Most people complain that they get too many emails all in one day, especially if they select same-day scanning. The order is received, it's arrived, it's being processed, it's back to you, here are your images, and that happens within hours. So you get a couple of emails. We've got to work on that.
Love it, love it. Very cool. All right, and those, just last thing, those images are staying, are they your scanning plant is within the United States, or is it external? Is in where are you guys physically located?
That's funny. Someone just asked, do you send it overseas? I didn't quite understand that, because we do same-day scanning. We're based in Irvine, California. We've been here for 29 years. Love Orange County. Love Irvine. Love my new congresswoman, too, by the way.
No, oh, there you go. There you go. Very cool.
So, yeah, everything's done here at our facility. The only thing that's shipped out are your photos.
Love it. Love it. All right, Mitch, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, keeping up with the state of the art. You guys are always doing something new over there. So we have to touch base like every 6 months or so to see what's new in the world of scanning and scanmyphotos.com.
Thanks, Frederick, man. You're the best.
All right. Take care, man.
This is Twitter.